This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Say it ain't so that the Easter Bunny had to run interference for Joe Biden. I know this has been a while back, but I saw the video, and I wanted to talk about it. Joe Biden is talking on Easter, the holiest of Christian holidays. This guy is talking about Afghanistan policy to some kid. And let me just let you hear this, and I wanted to set this clip up because you won't get it. But he's talking about this, and there's like kids in it, and the kid starts crying. And the Easter Bunny runs in. Go, Mr. President, let's talk about this, blah, blah, blah. He has to interrupt Joey Demento to say, don't be talking about this on this day. Just think about this, folks. Hey, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Here's a clip of Joey Demento selling his Afghanistan policy on Easter Sunday. It's funny. If you see it, we were watching it. But that's just funny. Here's the thing. I feel like Joe Biden. Come on, man. Look, the Easter Bunny is there. Whoever's in that suit, he is there to make sure Joe Biden doesn't do something stupid. Don't be surprised if this is a high-level advisor to Joe Biden in this suit. Oh, Mr. President, when you see the video, you'll get it. Joe Biden is like really getting serious about this, and Easter Bunny comes over and Easter Bunny's gonna come over, and he says it, and Joe Biden kind of goes like a dog that gets shocked, you know, with a shock collar. And then he looks up, and the Easter Bunny kind of walks him away, like, let's amble over here, Joe Biden. Goodness gracious, Democrats, seriously? This dude is a freaking moron. I don't know how much more embarrassed of a guy you could be than if you voted for that clown, and if you support the big steal, the coup that occurred, particularly after watching him. And they claim, he's around, we want him, you know, people out. Let me tell you something. People get it. They are hiding this clown. I don't blame them. Wouldn't you? I played a clip the other day of Psaki being asked by Chris Wallace, why is Biden ducking report? Oh, Doug, we want him out there. We want him out there. If it hadn't been for COVID, he would be out there. Are you kidding? They were asked, look, the people were asked about his ineffectiveness. And I want you to listen to this clip. I'm going to save this clip for the second, for another segment. Because it's worth exploring this clip. It has so much innuendo in the way that the person asked the question. But here's what I will do. Get the one where Chris Wallace asked why Biden ducks the press. And listen to Psaki with this torturous answer. I mean, oh, my gosh, they should be embarrassed. Here it is.
Why has President Biden been so sheltered from the press?
In what way? He just did a press conference several weeks ago.
Well,
he takes questions from the press nearly every day.
Okay, I'm going to come back at you on that. In his first year, Joe Biden held two solo news conferences in the White House, and he held five on foreign trips. And take a look at this. In his first year, Mr. Biden sat down for 28 interviews with reporters. That compares to 95 in the same period of time for Donald Trump and 162 for Barack Obama. By comparison, Jen, that's sheltered.
Well, the statistic you didn't include there, Chris, is how many times did he take questions from reporters at the White House? I think it was about
solo news conferences.
No, beyond that. I mean, nearly every day at the White House, he takes questions from the White House press corps.
Yeah, but Jen.
Two questions, three questions, eight questions.
Yeah, but Jen,
why is that different?
Well,
he's done that
two or three times
more than his predecessor.
I'll tell you exactly why that's different, because when you're standing there, you can take a question, you can answer it, you can slough it off, and you move on. It in no way compares, and oftentimes he gives a partial answer and walks away. It in no way compares to sitting down with a reporter for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and having, you can't move away. You can't duck it. You got to sit there and answer the question and the follow-up. It's not the same thing.
We can agree to disagree on that, Chris. I think how he has felt engaging with the press makes sense to him or works is how he used to do it in the Senate, which was to talk to reporters after he did events, take their questions. Oftentimes he takes multiple questions. Sometimes there are follow-ups. He's done that two or three times more than most of his predecessors. And I think, you know, for most of the White House reporters, that gives them an opportunity to ask questions often a couple times a week.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Is that not just painful to listen to? I mean, look, why can't we just get straight answers out of politicians and their spokespeople? Why can't they just say the way it is? You know what you miss about Donald Trump if you miss anything? The guy answered your questions. I don't know if you deal in business, if you have kids, if you have grandkids, if you have associates that you need answers for, particularly employees. Would you accept an answer like that from your employees? See, government works for us. They don't get it. I don't know why the press doesn't just say at times during these press conferences, look, I'm sick of you giving me nonsense. I want answers. I'm the press, but I'm also a citizen. I want answers. I don't want platitudes. I don't want you dancing. Well, you're going to need to talk to the State Department about it. You're going to need to talk to this department about that. Where does the buck stop? You put this clown in office. You put freaking Biden in office. I want to know what he thinks. I don't even care if it's demented. I want to know everything that's going on. And, I mean, you get what I'm saying. I'm belaboring it. Biden's strategy is so blatant. Blame Putin. Let me ask you, is it working? Of course not. I can't think of a dumber thing for a person to do than to vote somebody into office who claims I'm going to be a uniter. I've got all this foreign policy experience. I'm going to be able to get Donald Trump's, you know, everything he did, I'm going to fix. And he doesn't do it, and you still support him. I can't think of a more bonehead thing to do than to keep. Look, it would be like hiring a carpenter who doesn't know how to put boards together at 90 degrees. And you're going, well, I don't know. I still think you can give him a chance. And your house is leaking. And, you know, would you do this? Would you put a builder who doesn't know how to build, put a foundation, a poor foundation? Of course not. The Democrats are just brainless idiots and morons. And I'm being nice. Short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry. Dad won't mind because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom
are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, I know most of my audience did not do this bonehead, brain-dead, moronic thing I'm about to say, which is voting for Biden. And I'm going to tell you something. The statements that I make about Democrats, Biden, leftism in general, etc., is not to placate you. It isn't red meat for you. It is exactly how I feel in my heart. Because I genuinely believe that you have serious mental issues in voting for Biden or against Trump, as some people claim that many millions of Americans did. I don't believe that for a second. Are there some people who voted against Trump that were anti-Trump? Yeah, idiots. The what's his name? Conway, George Conway and the Lincoln Project people, idiots. You want to know why they did it? Because they were profiting off of you, profiting off of your misery, Americans. They hate that there was somebody that came in and upset the apple cart. Do you know how many Republicans are so mad at Trump because they had been, I mean, they're just worthless politicians like the Democrats. They're just out there greasing the skids for themselves, giving their kids the legs up, giving their business buddies the legs up, etc. While you struggle, while you go out there every day and play by the rules, etc. That's why they hate him. But they don't hate him because he's not effective. It has nothing to do with that. He's too effective. But the Biden, you want to talk about the antithesis of Trump, a man that is too effective? Joe Biden is too ineffective. So much so that I mentioned earlier, people are
does the president have an inability to communicate with people?
Let me play this clip. This is Psaki. She's being asked by a woman, what is his problem? Does he feel angst because he can't communicate at the level that he... I'm cracking up right before I even say this. They're wondering why a brain-damaged moron can't really communicate. Eat that bunny. They're wondering why this guy can't communicate with people. Seriously? You know he's had brain surgeries, not singular, plural. And you're wondering why we're questioning the ability of his brain to function. It would be like a dude, you know, breaking his leg and us going, you know, is he going to be ready for the next track meet? How dare you? How dare you ask if he'll be ready for the next track meet just because he broke his leg? Oh, man. This is too obvious. This is too easy. Anyway, here's a clip. Psaki is being asked about Biden's effectiveness as a communicator.
So that's interesting to hear you say that, because I think outside observers would not always view this president as the most effective communicator himself. He has at times been criticized for not being able to carry his message.
I'm going to stop there for just a second. Did you see how she gingerly, and if you see the video, she's really struggling because she wants to say he comes off as an idiot. That's what she wants to say. But she doesn't say let's just say outside observer sort of, Anyway, here's the rest. Well, I'm going to parse it, but here's more of it.
At times, he's also very folksy and is able to connect with people one-on-one. But this White House has struggled at times with the message on issues, whether it's COVID, whether it's the domestic agenda. You've also been, of course, hit with lots of issues, as every White House is, that are not of your own making, that are the forces that happen to any White House. Do you feel that the president is at times frustrated by how he is perceived as his own messenger?
An interesting question. Look, I think every president probably is frustrated at moments when they do not feel like their views, their passions, their policies are being heard and digested. There's lots of reasons for that. There are good questions that I know this is not a panel about this, but like, are long speeches still effective means of communicating with the public? Probably not, right? I mean, we know that because there's a lot of ways that people digest information. Would he like to be traveling a lot more out in the country? We've been talking about this for a while. Yes,
and right now you're doing
and
more.
And he is. I mean, he's traveling three times this week. And in some ways, I look at there are limitations that have been imposed upon him and us because of COVID that I think have not allowed people to see at all times what his magic is, right? Which is his ability to connect and be empathetic and talk to people and hear their stories. And often a lot of that is just spontaneous. And because he hasn't been traveling much, I think that's been limiting. But I do think the speeches, I mean, we've done fewer speeches in some ways. And like every White House, you're always trying to think about how to break out of the bubble of things. So I don't know. It's a constant debate. But as you noted also, there are realities of what we have to communicate about. And if you're in the White House, you have to communicate about everything happening in the world, right? You're asked about everything.
Oh, let's just stick on that communicate about everything happening in the world. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. So she says he can – well, let me come back to the communication about everything in just a second. But the moderator was like, well, he's folksy and one-on-one, but he struggled with the message. And, of course, there was COVID and his domestic agenda. And she says, and, of course, there were forces – not of your own making, which I'm going to circle back with what Psaki said at the very end, because those forces not of their own making were forces of their own making. So she says, is he frustrated as how he is perceived? I love this. Perceived as his own messenger. Think about Joe Biden, the guy that called a girl a dog-faced pony soldier, the guy that talked about Corn Pop and how he and Corn Pop were going to get into it in the parking lot, the guy that is so off point during the campaign that they had to put him in a basement and shut him up, the guy that they will continually not let the media, who says, I'm not answering those questions, I'm not answering those questions, and they're wondering why he's perceived the way he's perceived. But she says, hey, he's going to travel more 3 times this week. Wow. Shocker. 3 times. Do you know how much Donald Trump traveled? His accessibility? And then what does she do? She blames it on, well, there were limitations due to COVID. Limitations due to COVID. There's no limitations now. What are the limitations they're fighting for? They want mask mandates for us. He can fly around on Air Force One anywhere he wants to. Unmask, mask, who cares? And then I love how she talked about his magic, his ability to connect with people. I've already discussed it. Do you see magic when Joe Biden speaks? Does it move you? Do you get the little tingle that Chris Matthews talked about up his leg? Now let's talk about what they don't talk about. They don't talk about Hunter Biden, his laptop. Ask that question and watch what happens. Oh, Hunter, that has nothing to do with us. What do you mean it doesn't have anything to do with you? They don't talk about Joe Biden getting his butt kicked by Putin. Find the story. Find the true kernel that exists, not the BS they tell you, and you will find they will not answer the questions. He's inaccessible and unavailable, but they wonder why he's not a good communicator.
Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The pace of new home sales is slowing. Government figures showing sales of new single-family homes fell by more than 8.5% in March to the annual rate of 763,000 units. Industry experts say rising mortgage rates and higher costs are pricing many first-time home buyers out of the market. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez is blasting President Biden's southern border policy. Congressman Gonzalez saying people are getting killed because of the border crisis.
This administration has failed miserably. You talked about Putin being dangerous. Biden is dangerous.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Vice President Kamala Harris is self-isolating after testing positive for COVID-19. Harris is experiencing no symptoms. This is USA Radio News. For the first time, more than half of the United States population has detectable levels of COVID-19 antibodies from a prior infection. That's according to new data from the CDC, but agency director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says that doesn't mean all of those people have maximum protection from the virus.
Those who have detectable antibody from prior infection, we still continue to encourage them to get vaccinated. We don't know how long when that infection was. We don't know whether that protection has waned.
The number of Americans with detectable COVID-19 antibodies surged from 34% in December to 58% in February. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the United States won't take part in saber-rattling when it comes to Moscow's threats about a possible nuclear conflict. He called it reckless, dangerous, and unhelpful after a weekend visit to Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden, they told us, was the most experienced person in matters of foreign policy to ever seek the presidency. What they forgot to tell us is that experience and acumen are two different things. Yes. Our country and the world are bearing the consequences of Joe Biden being experienced and being wrong.
That was Senator Tim Scott. Speaking of Joey Demento, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Joe Biden. Boy. Let's play that clip that we played in our last segment, Joe Biden stammering his way and then forgetting what he supposedly did. He's got a teleprompter, and he still can't get it right. Here it is. You got it?
We saw new standards. We set new standards. We slashed methane and brought over 100 nations together when I was at the big meeting we had in Europe.
Reminds me of, well, these truths be self-evident that you know the thing. You know the thing. Oh, my gosh. Democrats, be proud of yourselves. You got a bungling idiot. Consequences of Biden's experience, as Tim Scott said, is he's wrong. He's just flat out wrong. He's wrong with everything. And it's funny how the media wants to cover for him. The media wants to cover for a guy who has this economy in shambles. He has the world in shambles. Let me tell you, hey, leftists, I would get Joe Biden drug tested. I don't think Hunter's the only one on crack. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Yet again, as you can tell, if you have written to me, I am very interactive with you. If you want, you send me a note, boom. If you send me $100 in nickels, which is what a friend of mine did, an acquaintance, I will respond back. I send him a nice thank you note. I've talked about him on the air. If you're Ruth and we make a video together, my 97-year-old sugar mama, I think she's around 97 now. Ruth, hello. I talk about you. Albert, who made an extremely generous donation to us, thank you, Albert. Bob and Carol, many others. Andy, who I used to work with. Lori and Dale, my friends, I've been knowing them for decades. We went to, Dale and I were in the third grade is where we met, or fifth grade. Third grade or fifth grade, I don't remember which grade. It was a long time ago. Come on, man. I don't know. Come on, man. Dale, whatever it is, I don't have dementia. I do remember you. And many others. I send you notes back. We are high touch. And I pride myself on that. Anyway, let me get back to what I was talking about. So Joe Biden, he's stammering his way through stuff. And he supposedly, let me tell you how you know the guy's brain dead. He thinks he's going to run again in 2024. Run for Senate. Probably. So he supposedly told Obama that he's looking forward to it. He intends to run for re-election. He wants to keep the old Oval Office. You know, now, look, you would think that the dude made it. He made history. He is, look, I don't know if anybody's really keeping score on the, you know, Special Olympics for the presidency, but we have our first Special Olympics president, and nobody's even talking about it. We should celebrate that. We're worried about the first black woman, the first Guatemalan midget. We got our first idiot president. Well, maybe not the first idiot one, but close enough. You get what I'm saying? Bozo the clown. Anyway, there's a thing that says, the last time a Democrat ran for re-election under similar circumstances, he lost 44 states and the party didn't sniff the White House for 12 years. Let me just give America the Kevin Jackson school of politics. You should never repeat. Never let a Democrat be president again. Now, that doesn't make the Republicans any better. See, because the Republicans need something to correct as well. They're too malleable. But you need people, and I'm going to say this, you need people like Trump. I'm not saying him specifically for those out there who always want to jump. You're going to love Trump, Kevin. I don't give a crap about Donald Trump. I was with him a week and a half ago, but okay, good. Big deal. I get seen with a lot of people. So what, he called me up and said, hey, Kevin, get up here and take a picture, because I chided him that I was the only black dude there. He better watch the optics. He goes, get up here, Kevin. Okay, great. When Trump does wrong, people have heard me on this show. When Trump does wrong, I'm the first one to go, bad move, Truth Social. Just got on, by the way. Found out it's only available on the iPhone. So the only people who can get on my account are of my staffers are people who have iPhones. It's a bigoted site. Anyway, well, Elon Musk is doing something with Twitter. I don't know what's going to happen there, but we'll see. So he wants to run again. Inflation, the worst it's been in 40 years. Erasing wage growth. I was thinking about this. If you're an old person on Social Security, the death sentence for you was when they cheated and put Joe Biden into office to replace Trump. That was a death sentence. You had to make decisions between your food, what you ate, how much you could eat, med cost. Not only did they go up, the inflation of your, you know, the erosion of your fixed income went so far down. You better hope you have some kids, some children that'll help you. Because I'm telling you, old folks, people on fixed incomes, it was like a sledgehammer was dropped on you. You were Wile E. Coyote, and the Roadrunner was dropping Acme sledgehammers on your head all day long. That's what you are. It said the only numbers worse than these dismaying stats are Biden's own ratings. Real Clear Politics polling average has him under water by more than 10 points. We've talked about these polls, but I'll just repeat it. Quinnipiac, Biden's approval in the 30s. His disapproval rate is high as 60%. Fundamental failure. Tim Scott is so right. Joe Biden is so wrong. He's so good at being wrong. They said he campaigned as an expert legislative tactician who could get big things done because he would unify the country and govern skillfully. I don't know about you. I hate the Democrats more now than I ever had. Joe Biden's going to unify us when we know he cheated? When we know that he goads Trump. Oh, Donald Trump didn't beat me. Let me tell you something. Donald Trump whooped his head. Whooped his head. And any, like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it a lot of times, anybody who believes otherwise, you're buying into the leftist narrative, and therefore you are an idiot and a moron too. There you go. Some tough love. You don't like it? Don't listen. But it doesn't matter. Just because you turn me off doesn't mean that you stop being an idiot and a moron. And look, think what you want about Trump. Think you can get all the interpersonal stuff you want. The results matter. And we can talk about it. You could tell me, well, Kevin, this stuff that he did with Wu Flu. Okay, fine. Ask yourself this. No matter what he did with Wu Flu, would you be experiencing what you're experiencing today? Practically hyperinflation. Go try to buy a house. Go try to rent a place. Go try to buy a car. I mean, it's insane what the basic, the creature comforts of life are. But do you think that you know what Joe Biden's want? He wants to solve the problem by thinking he can throw some money at it. Right now, Chuck Schumer made the comment, well, we're the closest we've been to giving people free education and erasing their student debt. You ought to, because it's not worth it. Forget about erasing college debt. So how about you give people back their money for high school? How about that? How about for every kid that drops out of high school, which is roughly 20-30%, we get a 20-30% rebate on the money that we pay for education? How about that? There's some innovative thinking coming from old Kevin Jackson. So Joe Biden, the expert, Biden hasn't gotten his agenda passed, thank God. They say the country remains as polarized as ever. And the major problems he was elected to solve linger indefinitely. He was supposed to bring the country back to normalcy. Wu flu, right? Supposed to make it all. You know what? We had to fight this clown to get masks off our faces. And by the way, they said, 58% of Americans still want the mask. And then they show a plane. And you know what? Everybody's in a cell. They've got this big selfie of the plane. Everybody with their mask off. Big smiles on their face. If that was the case, why wouldn't there be 58% of those people still wearing their stupid mask on the plane? See, you don't need any data on this stuff. Common sense. I dare you to go on an airplane right now. Take a picture. If you have 58% of that plane that's got the mask on, if you got 50% of them, I'll buy you dinner and I'll pay your mortgage. It ain't happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Pay your fair share, Democrats declare, right? They say this as they do everything they can to not pay their fair share. My second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, it documented all that stuff. It documented Barbara Streisand moving houses into her husband's name so she could not have to pay taxes. John Kerry moving his yacht from one state to another so he wouldn't have to pay the luxury tax. And I could go on. All these Democrats, they are duplicitous, disingenuous, lying scumbags and skanks who will tell you what you should be doing as they skate it, as they do everything they can not to do it. The rules are for you. They are not for them. Kevin Jackson to you listening to, folks. For the most part, I follow the rules. I speed occasionally. I do some stuff. But let me just tell you, Democrats don't. Liars. And it's recent, well, it was a few weeks ago, they released Joe Biden's tax returns. And there's an IRS whistleblower that says that Biden owes at least $127,000 in back taxes. Before I get into that, let me tell you this. Joe Biden gives nothing to charity, very little to charity. For Joe Biden, charity begins at home, okay? And that's it. He does not give to charity. And all of this stuff that they did with his when they released his taxes, it was meant to cover up, like, Joe Biden just paid his taxes and this, that, and the other, and this is how much money he paid, this is what he made. And I looked at the numbers and I went, it's so many glaring places in it. And I'm not going to go through it because I'm having to go from memory, but because we covered it a little bit at the time. But he had a year where he made $11 million, supposedly from book sales. It wasn't from book sales. Book sales and speeches is what they told you. It wasn't. It was Hunter Biden funneling money in, buying all of his books, doing. Let me just say, when you follow that money, you're going to find some real tricky stuff. Anyway, this back to the whistleblower. The complaints were filed by Chris Jacobs, former Republican aide on Capitol Hill. Says federal agencies must implement laws based on nonpartisan basis. The fact that the IRS did not audit Joe Biden's 2018 through 2019 returns, despite several articles publicly raising questions about the propriety of his actions, raises questions about how the IRS administers our nation's tax laws and whether political considerations played a role in the IRS's decisions. Biden and his wife Jill, Dr. Jill, avoided paying Medicare taxes on book income and speaking fees in 2017 and 2018 by routing $13.3 million through S corporations and counting a small amount as eligible for federal health care. The strategy, they say, is commonly used by wealthy people to dodge the 3.8% Medicare levy on large amounts of income, and experts say the IRS lacks the resources to aggressively pursue cases of underpayment. That's just the tip of the iceberg as far as I'm concerned. I want to know more. I just will tell you this. If Donald Trump did this, you would know all about it. They would be telling you, he would be called the biggest tax cheat, blah, blah, blah. But here's the real sad part about it. We could talk about the $13.3 million that was routed through the S Corporation. If you think that was something, wait till you find out how he got that $13.3 million. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it was not from book sales and speaking engagements. See, it's easy to say that, and nobody, it must be from book sales and speaking engagements. I mean, you know, that's what people do. They sell their books and they speak. They sell books for people that want to buy the books. I said it at the time when I was talking about this. I'm no investigative reporter, but I know this. Joe Biden can't sell $5 million worth of books for a publisher to say, I'll give him an advance of $5 million. Certainly not $10 million. And speaking engagements, that's easy. Tell me where you spoke and who paid it, and let's go see what happened. Let's look at the legislative agenda of everybody that gave Biden a check for $50,000, $100,000, whatever his speaking fee was. We all know those speaking fees. You know what's interesting? Joe Biden could have given money to charity by saying, okay, look, give me 50 grand to speak, give 50,000 to charity or whatever. His charitable contributions are embarrassing. Go look at his taxes. He said, the facts do not suggest that Biden arrived at anything approaching a level of, quote, reasonable compensation consistent with IRS guidelines. Instead, Biden's salary level appears to have been set arbitrarily at a level just slightly above the Social Security wage base with other factors. Mr. Biden's own salary history, the compensation received by comparable individuals and comparable filers, and the labor versus capital allocation all but ignored, Jacobs wrote. And you know what? He's 100% right. He's a tax cheat, but he's worse. because we have a story of Joe Biden. And here's what this is from the New York Post. Hunter Biden's closest business partner made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit-down with then-VP Joe Biden in the West Wing. And what does this lying scumbag say? He says, I never met with Hunter's business. I didn't have anything to do with Hunter's business. You want to know how he got busted? The crackhead didn't remember. They logged the visits. Visitor logs from the White House of Obama, reviewed by the New York Post, cast further doubt over Joe Biden's claims he knew nothing of his son's dealings. Eric Schwerin met with Vice President Biden on November 17th of 2010 in the West Wing. He was president of the since devolved dissolved investment fund, Rosemont Seneca Partners. The logs also reveal that Sharon met with various close aides of both Joe and Jill Biden at key moments in Hunter's life when he was striking multi-million dollar deals in foreign countries, including China. Yet Biden has long insisted he had no involvement in his son's foreign affairs. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, he said in 2019. Now I'm going to stop here for just a second and ask you, okay, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to call me, do you need more data? Do you need somebody to come in and go, well, Kevin, there's an official report done by the Johns Hopkins University, or can you just use your freaking common sense and come to the common sense conclusion that, one, a father might actually help his son get ahead in life? See, that's the way I look at it. What would I do? Now, if my son were a crackhead, I would get him help. I wouldn't be having him negotiate deals for the family. I would try to find another way to make money. Lord knows you're a vice president. You can make this happen. But I want you to think how desperate Joe Biden was. He's got a career that essentially is in the toilet. Nobody takes him seriously. He can't do it on his own. Think about this. Joe Biden is the Vice President of the United States, former senator. He's been in politics for 40-something years. He is so desperate to get ahead that he takes the bad son, because the good son died, and he puts his crackhead son in charge of the family's fortune. The family's, you know, whatever they're going to try to achieve in life, he says, I guess Hunter, he didn't choose his daughter. You know, Lucy, whatever her name is, because she's a loose girl. Whatever, I don't care. She can do what she wants with her body. You know, she had her issues, too, growing up, watching daddy. But Joe Biden is so desperate. He can't do it. He can't get it done. He's so brain damaged, he goes, you know, I'm too stupid. I better let Hunter do it. He's a crackhead. Just think about this. Anyway, not everyone, this is from a quote, not everyone gets to meet the VP of the United States in the White House. The press should be asking why Hunter Biden's business associates like Eric Schwerin had the privilege and were given access to the Obama White House, says Senator Ron Johnson out of Wisconsin. This is additional evidence that Joe Biden lied when he said he never discussed Hunter's foreign business dealings. It's well past time for corporate media to demand the truth from Biden. The corporation of Biden, Inc., must be exposed. They said Schwerin had the most intimate access, his deep involvement in the personal and professional lives of both Bidens were revealed in, you ready for this? Wait for it, folks. Emails contained, you want to guess? Anybody want to guess? On the laptop abandoned by Hunter Biden at the Delaware Computer Repair Store in April of 2019. What do you think the Russians have on their laptop? Hard drives email showed he was involved in Joe Biden's personal taxes and discussed the VP's financial future with him.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.